couple days ago, we learned that the slogan, because I guess you got to have a slogan, Mike. If you want to succeed in sports, you better have a slogan.
We learned also that pretty much all teams had them or have them.
Yeah, they do.
And they change year to year.
Yeah, they do. Kind of a beating to come up with these things.
Got to rally the troops, man.
I guess so. Well, this year, the Texas Rangers' new slogan, after last year's Lone Star Grit and 2 years ago, Never Ever Quit, this year's is One Texas.
Texas. Texas.
Which, all right, I don't know. I don't, you know.
Boring!
Yeah. Kind of, you know.
I'd like to see some pizzazz to some of these things.
Yeah, I would too. Well, I guess Chuck Morgan was listening the other day.
Yeah, we were talking about this because we weren't too happy about this. The slogan.
No, we.
I mean,
weren't.
I don't mind a slogan, but man, it's got to be interesting. Good.
Right.
It was confusing. One Texas. Like, what do you mean? Like, we're at one with the Astros or One Texas Rangers? I don't get it.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. So he
Didn't our slogan around here, One Ticket?
No, it's probably it begins now. And ends with the product or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Habu.
Oh, that's what it used to be.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it's Habu now.
Now it's we're effing bankrupt.
Now there's a slogan.
Oh, they're not so broke to not want to save money sending me a million letters a week reminding me that we're bankrupt.
How many trees can you kill? I get it. We're bankrupt. Jeez. So Chuck reached out and asked for our input.
Yeah.
And we gave him.
Some ideas and he ran with them.
Yeah, he ran with them. So before they, I guess, completely put the rubber stamp on One Texas. He wanted to share this with us and see what we thought. And
maybe he'll throw these by Banny in the next couple weeks when spring training gets fully underway.
Put them on a shirt. Change.
Yeah, why not?
Because that's what you need.
Yes, it's all about marketing. And when you listen to these, think about how these are going to look when you go to the Rangers Pro Shop and get you a nice shirt with that hashtag, whatever the new slogan could be.
All right, so go ahead. Here's Chuck Morgan's new slogans.
The crack of the bat, the smell of pine tar, and the roar of the crowd. Baseball is back, and the Texas Rangers are hungry for another American League West title. With veterans like Belt and Elvis, and young stars like Gallo and Mazzara leading the way, these Rangers will be tough to beat. As we near opening day, manager Jeff Banister wants everyone to know that this year is different. So rally around your new Rangers and our new slogan.
You like my orange socks?
That's right, Ranger fans. It's time for Do You Like My Orange Socks? So let's root on the red, white, and blue for yet another year as we head toward another World Series. Let's go, Rangers!
Yeah, I don't know. I like it because it's funny.
Do you like my orange socks?
We don't even wear orange socks.
I don't know. I don't see a real connection, but okay. Yep. That's a fair question.
Well, there's a few more. Maybe we can latch on to one of the next ones.
All right.
The crack of the bat, the smell of pine tar, and the roar of the crowd. Baseball is back, and the Texas Rangers are hungry for another American League West title. With veterans like Belt and Elvis, and young stars like Gallo and Mazzara leading the way, these Rangers will be tough to beat. As we near opening day, manager Jeff Banister wants everyone to know that this year is different. So rally around your new Rangers and our new slogan.
Well, how's that? What's that been like for you? Have you been involved in that and all?
That's right, Ranger fans. It's time for, oh, how's that? What's that been like for you? For you. How have you been involved in that and all? So let's root on the red, white, and blue for yet another year as we head toward another World Series. Let's go, Rangers!
I like it.
That's too long.
No, man.
That's too long.
That's catchy and memorable.
Wait, no, that's too long.
So, let me hear what the actual slogan is. Do we have that at the ready? Because
oh yeah.
Well, how's that? What's that been like for you? For you? What's... Have you been involved in that and all?
And all.
With the worst slogan.
Oh, I think they get better.
Oh, how's that? What's that been like for you? For you? How have you been involved in that and all?
It's so weird to hear Chuck, you know, read those.
I mean, he's got to sound excited, though.
Oh, no.
For you. For you.
Let's hear another one.
Oh, boy.
The crack of the bat.
Oh, God.
The smell of pine tar and the roar of the crowd. Baseball is back, and the Texas Rangers are hungry for another American League West title. With veterans like Belt and Elvis and young stars like Gallo and Mazzara leading the way, these Rangers will be tough to beat. As we near opening day, manager Jeff Banister wants everyone to know that this year is different. So rally around your new Rangers and our new slogan.
What year? What years was were their marriage?
That's right, Ranger fans. It's time for what years were their marriage? So let's root on the red, white, and blue for yet another year as we head toward another World Series. Let's go, Rangers!
Well, they're really utilizing you, Mike.
They love you.
What years were their marriage?
Can we get the whole city to rally around that?
I don't know.
No, I don't think you can.
Is that going to really
I don't think I have much future in this game.
Is that really going to galvanize a team for a pennant race?
All right, just imagine it's the bottom of the ninth. There's two outs. You got the bases loaded. A new pitcher's coming in, and this is all you hear in the stadium.
What years were their marriage?
Worked in a wah.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm on board with any of these so far.
I think that last one's my favorite.
Okay. Do we have any more?
We got one more.
Okay.
The crack of the bat.
Oh, God.
The smell of pine tar.
Fast forward.
And the roar of the crowd. Baseball is back, and the Texas Rangers are hungry for another American League West title. With veterans like Belt and Elvis and young stars like Gallo and Mazzara leading the way, these Rangers will be tough to beat. As we near opening day, manager Jeff Banister wants everyone to know that this year is different. So rally around your new Rangers and our new slogan.
Me and my friend were boxing in my front yard. And this girl that I went to kindergarten with was lived about three houses down, came over, invited us to her house, and said she had something to show us in the backyard.
Oh, God.
We followed her. She went through, and we stood out by her side yard with the fence closed. She pulled her panties down, squatted, and made mud right in front of me and my friend, and pulled her panties back up, and we stood there and looked at it. And then my friend poked it with a stick, and then we went back home.
That's right, Ranger fans. It's time for Me and My Friend Were Boxing in My Front Yard. And this girl that I went to kindergarten with lived about three houses down and came over and invited us to her house and said she had something to show us in her backyard. We followed her. She went through and we stood out by her side yard with the fence closed.
What?
She pulled her panties down and squatted and made mud right in front of me and my friend. And she pulled her panties back up and we stood there and looked at it. And then my friend poked it with a stick. And then we all went back home. So let's root on the red, white, and blue for yet another year as we head toward another World Series. Let's go, Rangers!
God, I'm exhausted.
I just want to hear...
Me and my friend were boxing in my front yard. And this girl that I went to kindergarten...
Okay.
Good Lord.
Oh, how's that? What's that been like for you? For you?
How have you been involved in that and all?
I have a question about it.
What?
About that last one.
Okay.
Was the thing that she had to show you the act of her making mud, or was there actually something else?
I mean, that was pretty much it. It was the
so
act.
So the thing that she wanted to show you guys was just how she could
do that.
Doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's some weird chick that lived five houses down from
these three houses.
Three houses.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, good. Oh, we have more options. That's good.
All right. Four very viable options there.